that it doesn't meet that level of proof.
Mr. Smith, the use of conveyors goes back to the 80s or so, doesn't it?
Oh, I think Mr. Barnes, the inventor, said it went back 75 years.
Okay, 75 years, and yet the first use of a power conveyor is 75 years later. If it was so obvious, why wasn't it done at least 50 years ago or 20 years ago?
I suspect that has more to do with when sealant melters came into being as opposed to when conveyors came into being. We're talking about a combination of a conveyor with a sealant melter.
Okay, but and that goes back at least to the 80s, doesn't it?
Certainly, which is
That's more than 30 years ago. Why wasn't it done? We certainly had power conveyors for years. We've had sealant conveyors for years. Why does it take somebody 30 years to do it if it's so commonsensical and so obvious,
well,
and so clear and so lucid?
I think I would say it maybe took 10 years for them to figure that. But I think
even 10 years, if it's so obvious, why does it take somebody 10 years to come up with it?
Well, I can't tell you that, but I can tell you that in this case...
Well, don't you need to tell me that?
No, I don't think so. Because in this case, the person that came up with that was Pennsylvania Department of Transportation. They were the ones, as you can see in the October 3rd and the November 6th letters from Mr. Kelly, they were the ones that said, hey, put a powered conveyor to this.
But when you throw common sense at me and then say it takes them 30 years to come up with the common sense, there's a little bit of a disconnect there. I think you need to give me something more.
Well, Your Honor, I think that this is maybe a perfect example of the discussion of the evidence of ordinariness that would have been nice to have been allowed to put forth in the underlying action. That issue may be the result of the fact that there's been a change in the way the sealant product itself would be delivered. Maybe it's that you recall that the conveyor uses or is based upon blocks of sealant.
I wish you weren't conjecturing. I wish you had an answer for me there.
Well, absolutely, Your Honor. And I think that if we were in the underlying action, the issue of obviousness was being set forth, I think that would all be part of affidavits that were set forth in the case.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Did you file any cross motions?
We did not.
Summary judgment level?
We did not.
So you relied basically upon the other side to file the summary judgment motion. You did not object to it except for the fact that the factual determinations had to be made at a trial.
We challenged the various issues on many different theories, but we didn't make a cross motion for summary judgment at that point, no.
If it's so commonsensical, why not?
Just a legal choice, Your Honor. Obviously, the issue of obviousness still becomes a jury question. So it was
not if there's no facts in dispute.
Well, as we started this case, the facts were absolutely in dispute because, as you'll recall, they asserted that they invented the product from whole cloth, and it was only during discovery that we found out that no, in fact, the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation was the one that invented the product in the first place.
There was no dispute as to what, once the information comes out, there's no dispute about what PennDOT is doing or has done or so forth, right? Is that all?
Well, not anymore. I think we've sufficiently proved it to the opposition that they have abandoned that, which is why they abandoned their attempt to protect claim number one, which is the independent claim here.
That comes back to Judge Gaiarza's question. Once you've got the PennDOT information in the record, why don't you move for summary judgment?
I think that was just simply a legal decision. I'm not sure that our reasoning, whether right or wrong, bears any relevance on
Well, but you're trying to convince us that this is all commonsensical, and yet everybody's acting very differently. They aren't acting like this is an open and shut commonsensical case.
I would disagree. I mean, I would say that it's exceedingly common sense that we're simply substituting a powered conveyor for one that was gravity fed, and that is, you know, the use of a conveyor in all sorts of mechanisms has been used forever.
But as Chief Judge Rader said, if it's so common sense to do it, it took a while for someone to figure it out. To change the gravity feed to a power conveyor belt feed.
It certainly didn't. It's not a big field, Your Honor. I mean, we're talking about two or three companies in the whole industry.
Well, does that make the time period in which the conversion was determined to be in advance a common sense issue?
No, I personally don't think the time period plays any real role in this matter. I think what is significant is the change from, what is the significance of the change from rollers to power? Is that somehow a new invention? Is that something that was completely unexpected? We all know the function of a roller conveyor, and it's exactly the same as the function of a motorized conveyor. It can either be electric or diesel or gas, but the function is exactly the same. And I see that I'm into my...
Thank you. We'll preserve the rest of your...